Lauren?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Wait.
We will be using the...
Oh, so we need to move it, is what you're saying? Okay. Ginger, you want to start with our reorg?
Yes.
First, we have to have swearing in.
Oh, we have to swear in.
Okay. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
She has to swear in.
Not just tell us right here.
I, Lenora Lewis.
I, Lenora Lewis.
Oh.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of the Superintendent of Schools.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of the Superintendent of Schools.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York, according to the best of my ability.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York, according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Superintendent.
I'm proud to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
I'm swearing you in as a board member.
Okay.
Yep. Ginger, want to do it together?
Oh, sure.
Here's yours.
Thank you.
Do you want to repeat after me?
Yes.
I.
I, Debbie Bernstein.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Of the Board of Education.
Of the Board of Education.
For the Plainview Old Bethpage School District.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage School District.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. I'll do my thing in a second.
Do board members.
Yeah.
Oh. This pen, I need your pen.
I hope I'm using it.
Thank you, thank you. What is this here? Yes, 20. I make a motion that Dr. Lorna Lewis be elected temporary chairperson. I'll second that motion. All those in favor? Okay. Is that, are we doing any? Okay. Seth, you want to start? Yes, yes.
I make a motion that Debbie Bernstein be elected president of the board.
You second?
You have second.
Okay.
Okay, all those in favor? Do I vote for myself?
I, Debbie Bernstein.
I, Debbie Bernstein.
Jody. Do solemnly swear.
You have the second.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge
right.
the duties.
Okay. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of President of the Board of Education.
Of the Office of President of the Board of Education.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
I make a motion that Ginger Lieberman be elected vice president.
I second.
All those in favor? Congratulations. Yes, you did both. I did. I didn't know if I should, but I did.
I, Ginger Lieberman.
I, Ginger Lieberman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of the Vice President of the Board of Education.
Of the office of the Vice President of the Board of Education.
Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Town of Oyster Bay.
Town of Oyster Bay.
Nassau County, New York.
Nassau County, New York, according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, dear.
That's nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I make a motion. Jenny Tyler, be appointed district clerk as per the terms and conditions for the 2017-18 school year.
I second. All those in favor? Okay, Ginger. District treasurer.
District council has to swear her in.
Oh.
What's the matter? Oh, she has to be sworn in. Yeah, district council swears.
Look at that.
I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of district clerk.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of district clerk.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
I have to talk to you later.
The Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District, Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York, according to the best of my ability. According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Jean. Okay.
I move that Michael Kearns be appointed district treasurer for the 2017-2018 school year.
I second that. All those in favor? Okay. I move that Lori Lynn and Chris Donnarumma be appointed as the Title IX compliance officers for the 2017-2018 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the deputy superintendent be appointed administrative authority during absence of the superintendent of schools for the 2017-2018 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that Marion Patolta will be appointed deputy... Pallotta will be appointed deputy district treasurer for the 2017-2018 school year.
I'll second. All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion that Marilyn Pallotta be appointed deputy district clerk for the 2017-2018 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
How appropriate. I move that the firm of Guercio & Guercio be retained as general counsel to the Board of Education for the school year 2017-2018 and labor counsel for the term beginning July 1, 2016 through June 30th, 2019, based on the terms of the attached contracts.
I gladly second that.
All those in favor?
I move that Naraki Smith LLP be appointed claims auditor for the 2017-18 school year based on the terms of the attached agreement.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that Lawrence Katz, MD, be appointed medical consultant, medical director, public access defibrillator program, and the school physician for the 2017-18 school year.
I second that. All those in favor? I move that the district treasurer, deputy district treasurer, district clerk, and treasurer of student activity accounts be included among the list of employees covered by the employee blanket bond for the 2017-18 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I get the long one.
Sounds like the kids in school.
I move that the board adopts Section 18 of the New York Public Officers Law and the coverage provided by that section and confers the benefits of Section 18 of the New York Public Officers Law upon the district's Board of Education, members of the Board of Education, officers, and employees, which shall supplement and be in addition to the coverage available by other enactments or from other sources.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the meetings of the Board of Education will be held during the 2017-18 school year as follows. Can I say as per listed?
Yes.
As listed.
I'll second.
What?
Second?
All right.
Yes, I'll second. Oh, I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Such meetings to end by 8:15 p.m.
I'd like to make a motion. I'd like
my
to make
husband
a
will be
hoping you would
encouraging that.
We should start
with a start and an end time next year.
I'd like to make a motion that the district treasurer and deputy district treasurer are hereby authorized to receive and endorse for deposits of all checks and drafts payable to the Plainfield with Page Central School District, Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that approval is granted for members of the Board of Education to attend school and school-related functions and affairs and shall be entitled to incur the reasonable expenses related thereto on behalf of the district.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that approval is granted for members of the Board of Ed to attend the annual conferences of the New York State School Boards Association and the National School Board Association or Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development and to incur the reasonable expenses related thereto on behalf of the district.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that members of the Board of Education, district clerk, district treasurer, superintendent, and other district personnel designated by the superintendent shall be reimbursed for expenses incurred in the interest of the district. The amount to be decided by the Board of Education in conformity with applicable state laws and regulations and the Board of Education policy.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the current IRS rate be allowed for traveling expenses in accordance with the Board of Education policy and that all bills be duly itemized, signed, and submitted monthly at the regular meeting of the Board of Education unless required otherwise by the Board.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that any staff member making trips at the expense of the district shall prepare and submit reports to the superintendent of schools, such reports to be made available to the staff and general public within 2 weeks of the trip.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that TD Bank, JP Morgan Chase Bank, HSBC, Flushing Bank, and Capital One be and hereby are designated as official depositories for all funds of the Plainview Obeth Page Central School District.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that JP Morgan Chase Bank is per under contract registrar, paying and transfer agent for all outstanding bonds.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the treasurer and deputy district treasurer are hereby authorized to sign all checks and drafts of the above named school district drawn on the JP Morgan Chase Bank, Capital One, HSBC, Flushing Bank, and TD Bank.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that Newsday and or Plainview or Bethpage Herald be designated as the paper of the district during 2017-18. The superintendent and or his or her designee or the district treasurer may, at their discretion, advertise in more than one newspaper.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the district shall be examined annually by an independent firm of certified public accountants.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the Board of Education appoint the firm of R.S. Abrams and Company, LLP, as independent auditors to examine the financial records of the school year ending June 30th and to prepare such reports as are required per the attached agreement for the 2017-18 school year. I second. All those in favor?
I move that the Board of Education appoint the firm of Serini & Associates, LLP, as internal auditors to perform a risk assessment and to prepare such reports as are required per the attached agreement for the 2017-2018 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the Board of Education appoint the firms of Cohen and Danowski LLP and Keeping Your Books as the district's accountants to prepare the district's financial statements in accordance with the governmental accounting standards board as per the attached agreement for the 2017-18 school year.
I second. All those in favor? I'd like to make a motion that Linda Drabeck be appointed purchasing agent for the 2017-18 school year.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that Rich Cunningham be appointed deputy purchasing agent for the 2017-18 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the superintendent and or his her designee the purchasing agent or the assistant business administrator, each with at least one other noted person, or if possible two other noted persons, be authorized to act as representatives of the Board of Education to open all publicly advertised bids as provided in Section 103-2 of the General Municipal Law.
Second. All those in favor?
I move that petty cash funds be established in the amounts as designated below.
I second. All those in favor? I move that the purchasing agent is empowered to issue authorized purchase orders.
I second. All those in favor?
Wait, pause for 1 second.
Yes.
The section of the petty cash funds, is that needed to be read in order to become effective?
It's 4.21.
Yeah, do we have to? I'll just put it in the record. The business office may, prior to formal board approval, issue checks to replenish petty cash funds upon submissions of appropriate documentation by schools, offices, and programs.
I'll second it.
Okay. Oh, I second that. All those in favor?
Okay.
Now we're at 4.23.
Okay.
I move to authorize the superintendent and or his or her designee to purchase certificates of deposit or treasury bills at times and in amounts which she deems advisable, and authorizing the district treasurer to sign checks for such certificates of deposit or treasury bills.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the superintendent and or his or her designee be authorized to endorse certificates of deposit and the treasury bills on behalf of the Plainview Olbeth Page Central School District, representing the principal and interest on certificates of deposit and treasury bills.
I second.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion that the district treasurer or district or deputy district treasurer be authorized under signature to direct any bank which is used by the school district to make an internal accounting procedure and transfer of money by checking accounts into savings accounts and from savings accounts into checking accounts, provided such accounts are maintained in the same bank. The district treasurer or deputy district treasurer is also authorized to deposit the proceeds of the time certificates of deposit to various accounts.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that payment of bills by the school district shall be made on the basis of a proper invoice.
Second it.
All those in favor?
I move that the superintendent and or his her designee be authorized to file insurance claims and to accept insurance settlements up to $5,000, and further resolve that the superintendent and or his her designee be authorized to estimate the value of equipment and the value of buildings in the school district and to execute the statement of values required by the insurance carrier.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the superintendent of schools be authorized to certify the payroll.
Second. All those in favor? I authorize that the superintendent and or her designee is authorized to advertise bids and to determine the time and date of such advertising, as well as to establish the date, place, and time for the opening of the bids. Authorization is given to make these actions in the name of the Board of Education.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the per diem substitute registered nurses be paid at the rate of $150 per day if they have worked 200 or less days for the school district. Substitute registered nurses with 201 or more days of district service will be paid the per diem rate of $170 per day.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion to readopt all bylaws, rules, and regulations and policies of the Board of Education in effect on June 30th, 2017.
I second.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion that the Board of Education approve the following rate of pay for voting clerks at for voting clerks at the annual budget vote. Chief Inspector of Elections, minimum wage $3 per hour. Election Inspector, minimum wage 50 cents per hour.
Plus, sorry.
Both of them are minimum wage plus.
Yes.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the hourly per diem rate for non-teaching substitute will be paid as follows for clerical, custodian, matron cleaner, and school monitor.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the hourly rate per diem for regular positions will be paid as follows. Student worker in the work experience program before 400 hours, they get minimum wage. After 400 hours, minimum wage plus 25 cents. For student workers in child care workers, certified teacher, minimum wage plus $7 an hour, child care teacher in charge at each school, minimum wage plus 8 and 25 cents per hour, child care assistants, college student, minimum wage plus $2 an hour, and college student, minimum wage plus $5 per hour. Lifeguards, lifeguard trainee part-time, minimum wage plus $1.50 an hour, lifeguard one part-time, minimum wage plus $4 per hour. Summer program, special ed aides, $70 per day.
I second. Okay. All those in favor? I move that the per diem rate for Delta Ed registrars will be paid as follows. First year minimum wage plus $8 per hour. Second year minimum wage plus $9 per hour. Third year and beyond minimum wage plus $10 per hour.
I second that. All those in favor? I move that we approve the following three individuals to be appointed as welfare fund trustees for the welfare fund of the PCT and the Teamsters Local 237, Ginger Lieberman, Seth Greenberg, Lauren Saxton. This is contingent upon the funds obtaining fiduciary insurance for the trustees.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move to approve the following individuals to membership on the Audit Committee, Jody Campagna, Lauren Saxton, and Susan Stewart from the Board of Education, and community members, Mark Hammerin, with a term to expire June 30th, 2019, Barbie Goldstein, with a term to expire June 30th, 2018.
I second.
All those in favor? Okay. It's okay.
That's fine.
Lauren?
I'd like to make a motion that the firm of
BBS.
Yes. Of BBS be appointed as the district architects for the school for 4 months from 2017 to 2018 per the attachment agreement.
No, 2017 to 2017.
Sorry.
Dates, July 1?
July, it's 4 months. July
4 months.
July 1.
July 1.
To October 30th.
To October, thank you. To October of 2017.
October 30th.
Okay, Rennell?
Yes.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor? All those opposed? Thank you. Who goes next? Seth.
One is fine. I move that the firm of Hawkins, Delafield, and Wood LLP be appointed as bond counsel, how appropriate again, per the attached agreement for the school year 2017-2018.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the firm of Munistat Services be appointed as financial advisors per the attached agreement for the school year 2017-18.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the firm NYSER be appointed as the district's insurance carrier for the school year 2017-18 per the attached quote and policy.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the firm of Omni Group be appointed as the third-party administrator for the 403B and Roth 403B for the school year 2017-18 per the attached contract.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that Wright Risk Management Company Incorporated be appointed to manage the district's runoff workers' compensation claims per the attached agreement for the 2017-2018 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. I make a motion that the Assistant Superintendent for Business be appointed to serve as a representative from the Plainview Obeth Page on the Board of Trustees of the Nassau County Schools Cooperative for the NYSIR, NYSIR Workers' Compensation Self-Insured Trust.
A second.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion that the Assistant to the Superintendent be designated as the Chief Emergency Officer for the school year 2017-18.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the Director of Facilities be designated as the asbestos designee, how safe, for the school year 2017-2018.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the Assistant to the Superintendent be designated as the Records Management Officer for the school year 2017-18.
Second. All those in favor?
I move that the District Clerk be designated as the Records Assets Officer for the school year 2017-18.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources be designated as the Compliance Officer for District Non-Discrimination for the school year 2017-2018.
A second.
All those in favor?
I move that the Board of Education approve the list of job titles that are hereby authorized to receive a cell phone in accordance with the district's cell phone policy number 6830.2R. Do I have to read the? No.
As listed below.
As listed.
As listed.
As listed.
Okay. I second.
All those in favor?
District cellular telephones are provided for business purposes. Employees will be required to acknowledge in writing that they understand this and that they will be held responsible for any misuse of a district cell phone.
I second.
All those in favor? I think we already voted on this.
I make a motion to appoint all teachers employed on September 1 as chaperones for the 2017-18 school year at the rate of $96.37 per session.
I second.
All the what?
2017-18.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the appointment of the building principals as the Disney Act coordinators for their respective schools for the 2017-18 school year.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move to approve the appointment of the building principals as qualified lead evaluators.
Yeah,
lead. I mean, I did asbestos before. Lead
or lead.
Appropriate to do lead. teachers for their respective schools for the 2017-2018 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move to approve and designate the board president, or in his or her absence or unavailability, the board vice president, to immediately appoint an impartial hearing officer due process proceedings for the 17-18 school year.
Second. All those in favor?
I move that Seneca Consulting Group be appointed as the district's Affordable Care Act compliance firm as per the attached agreement for the 2017-18 school year.
Second. All those in favor?
I move that the following board members be appointed to serve on the policy committee for the 2017-2018 school year: Debbie Bernstein, Seth Greenberg, and Susan Stewart.
I second.
Yeah.
Second.
All those in favor?
Okay.
I make a motion.
All right.
That the following board members be appointed to serve on the legislative committee for the 2017-2018 school year: Jody Campagna, Ronell Hershkowitz, and Ginger Lieberman.
I second.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the organization meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Nice job.
Thank you. We will take a 1 minute break. Then we will.
On the use of our repair reserve, it was we publicized the this hearing in Newsday. Now we also posted it at all school locations, and we're looking at a repair of our Matlin Middle School atria area. On June 5th, and I'm joined by Andy Ward, our director of facilities, and Steve Walsh, architect from BBS. On June 15th, the district received correspondence from BBS regarding the conditions of the vertical walls underneath the skylights here at Matlin Middle School. So this conversation is about the area underneath the skylights, not the skylights themselves. This work is not defined as an emergency. However, it should be addressed promptly. Since this building is unoccupied this summer because we have other work going on involving ceiling and lighting, we think we should try and do this work during this summer, July and August. As you know, previously, our community residents had approved the establishment of repair reserve. The Board of Education has since funded that reserve up to the approved level of $1 million. And according to the correspondence we have and in conversation with legal counsel, we believe this is a project eligible to use that repair reserve. And with that, I turn it over to Steve Walsh.
Thank you, Rich. What you'll see in the packet and in the handout and also on the screen is our letter to the district that was dated June 15th in regard to those vertical walls. The vertical walls, and you'll see them in some of the photos that Andy and I are going to be discussing in a little bit, they are basically, they're getting what you call at their point of use for the end of their useful life. The reason why is because they're plaster that's set on lath, which is a metal lath, and it's attached to a framing system. And over the years, just from natural degradation, they have started to get compromised. There's cracks in them. They're starting to spoil a little bit. And the concern that's out there is that these walls have been tested by your environmental firm, J.C. Burke, and they've come back as positive for asbestos. So they have to be done as a repair under what's called negative air, and it'd be done as a localized asbestos repair. It's important that work get done, as Rich had said, when the building's not occupied, because what those walls actually do is they don't not only create the skylight wells themselves, they also create the return air plenums that have to be maintained in order to keep ventilation in the building. So they have to be repaired in order to keep your ventilation system intact. And the time to do that is when the buildings aren't occupied, and it affects B house, C house, and D house. The only difference between them all is that at B house you don't have the lower level diffuser frames, diffusers in place. Still the frames, you don't have the diffusers. In C and D you still have them in there. So in order to do this repair, we'd have to take those diffusers out, which serve no useful purpose anymore. And the new skylights that are going to be going in when we get the SED approval will have diffusers built into them.
I'm going to talk about some of the cracks that have showed in the walls that are up under the skylights. This is probably due to some of the water penetration that we've had through the old skylights. And before we replace the skylights, we have to make a repair to this area so as we don't upset this as we're taking the skylights off.
And these are some of the typical photos, which I'm sure everybody's aware of. The layout of the existing atria, B, C, and D, are all identical in shape and size. As I said, the only difference between them is whether those in the bottom level, the bottom photo, B house doesn't have the diffusers in place, but the balance of C and D do. So that would be a part of the scope.
We wanted to share the area that is open on the wall there. That is the existing return plenum for the HVAC system that's on a roof. We have to continue to maintain that after the repair so we get proper airflow. The photo on the bottom is the area below the skylights and holds the plaster. It's the iron system that's been installed. So you got a good look there. Next is another reveal of the plenum area. This is taken at T House, and this is got to be maintained for fresh air here.
And these are some of the details that we put together based on field review over the last few weeks for Rich and for Andy. We're showing a reflected ceiling plan, which is typical for all three locations. It also shows an identification map in the lower left-hand corner of the areas of concern, B, C, and D house. There are two wheelchair lifts at C and D. We don't have one at B. That's the only other changes that there were, revisions there are amongst the three, but we still have to have that asbestos-containing plaster and lath removed as per the details, which we provided on the next sheet. And also, as a part of this, too, the district is deciding to basically replace the 2x2 ceiling grid and lighting that's out there, because that wasn't included in a part of the skylight replacements, and while they have the scaffolding up to do this abatement work, is the prime time to be able to replace the ceilings, which are suspended 20-plus feet up in the air. What we've given is we've given an existing detail to on the left-hand side on this sheet on SK2, which is the demolition and abatement section of what would have to be removed, and then to the right, that's our recommendation of what to replace with. The repair itself is, you can't repair the plaster the way you have it right now. It's getting to a point where it's going to become friable. If you try to touch it to any extent, it's going to deteriorate even more. So you wouldn't repair the plaster with plaster. What we would repair it with is go back in with a moisture-resistant sheetrock, so that if there are any leaks in the future, it doesn't seep into the sheetrock and deteriorate that. And those would create not only the wells of the skylights that are to come, which are currently at State Ed being reviewed. Well, we're in the queue right now. It's not like we're waiting another 2 months for it. It's imminent. In the next 2 weeks or so, I think we're going to have our building permit. So this is the perfect time to allow a contractor to work from below so that we can work from above and not have that be friable when we're doing the actual skylight replacements.
So, since we received the letter from BBS, we were able to put together some project cost estimates, including the removal of the existing structure. We got a quote from Branch Restoration, who was able to do this work and is already on bid at a time and materials cost. The removal would be about $345,000. The repair of the skylight wells and other work right now is estimated about $60,000. Based on quotes we have from Webb and Eldor, who are the contractors who are already in the building doing the ceiling and lighting replacement project that we just awarded. Air testing and monitoring, we estimate may be around $60,000. Architectural engineering construction management fees, probably in the order of $35,000. And then there is a bit of unknown in this, because we've done our due diligence to try and see what's up there, as you've seen in the photos. But this is a rather large job, so we estimate contingencies to be $100,000. Hopefully we don't touch that at all. So our suggested project cost is $600,000 on this. Some details. This is not an emergency project. Okay, so that is important in the scheme of things, in that if this was an emergency, we wouldn't be looking for things like bid pricing. And also the way we would go about paying for this project would be different. As we've already said, some of these materials are asbestos containing, so we should do this work when the building is very lightly occupied, and certainly when students are not in the building. This does not include the replacement of the actual skylights. We, as Steve explained, we expect that approval to be imminent, and then we'll be able to go out for bid for the actual skylights above this area. The work will be supervised by school construction consultants, our construction managers, and if this is approved after this hearing, then we will look to get all this work done this summer. So with that, are there questions?
Yeah, since we're going to be doing some form of abatement, are we going to be closing off the area with any kind of plastic sheeting to protect the people in the offices around?
Yes, when it comes time to do the abatement, we're going to build a barrier wall around the whole atria, and it's a possibility we might have to evacuate the employees that work here. We have already, we're in the process of moving the Matlin employees to Old Bethpage because they're having so much ceiling and lighting repair work this summer. So with that, once this starts going, we'll be scheduling the relocations.
Okay, so we'll have an action plan for that.
Yes, we will.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have a question?
Question of a comment, though.
Go for it.
We can discuss at a hearing, right? So So we have, in May of 2013, the voters approved a repair reserve. We have roughly $1 million. If all of this is expended, still leaves about $400,000. When we were audited a couple of years ago, we were criticized as for reserves, but this is precisely why you have reserves. The common sense budgeting and reviewing reserves on a regular basis, if we had to find $600,000 out of our budget, it would cut against other things that we could do from an educational standpoint for the students. And so while it may not be an emergency in the technical sense, certainly it is a required and a necessary repair that needs to be done. And, you know, to just find $600,000 out of a budget is not something that's that easy. And so, you know, thank goodness we have it. And just for those that actually listen to the tape or read the minutes and are critical of our reserves, this is exactly why we do it, because it has very little impact, if any, on the day-to-day instruction, educational impact on the students, which is what we want. Important, something that we need to get done. So,
thank you for that comment. Any other questions?
Public service.
Okay.
This is a public hearing, so we should open the floor to questions or comments from the public.
Sure. Anybody from the public like to comment or ask questions?
Of course.
Jacques Wolfner, 151 Sutton Drive. I want to ask Mr. Walsh, the asbestos-bearing material that's going to be removed, is that going to be taken to an asbestos landfill?
Yes, all the work that's going to be done will be done by branch services in conformance with OSHA requirements, and also they do this as a living. That's what they do. They have to give a manifest to Andy to sign off on for all the materials to be removed. So it'll all be done, obviously, legally. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jacques. Seeing nobody else from the public, we're going to close public participation. Is that the end of the hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Rich has
this. And now we're going. What?
We don't.
What do we do now?
You can.
Oh.
I make a motion to adjourn that hearing.
Thank you. A second. Ginger, all those in favor? Thank you. Then we're going to go on to Capital Projects Update Presentation under reports. We're going to make a motion to enter into our regular meeting.
Make a motion to enter into the regular meeting.
Second. Ginger, all those in favor? Thank you.
Board announcement.
What would we do?
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
So we will move through this quickly, but there is a lot, as you've seen as you drive into the parking lot, there's a lot going on, not only here at Matlin, but all of our schools regarding construction and maintenance. So we have updated a project timeline. I think the last time we have seen this in public is March. We haven't really changed all that much in terms of project timelines, so that's good. We're hitting timelines that we had set more than a year ago. As you can see,
were you going to do
this? Yeah, I'm
going
to do
this. All right.
Sorry. As you can see, JJP and Pasadena classroom additions are well underway. We are on the verge of closing the envelope to the building. We're expecting the windows very shortly, and with that, the building will be watertight, and the construction on the interior will begin on both additions. The photo on the bottom right shows you where we are, and just waiting for the windows. In addition, while I'm talking about the two schools, we started the construction in the old locker rooms at Parkway School. So that started the Monday after school ended, and we are proceeding to rebuild and do plumbing and such. So you should see some nice completion when the end of the summer is here.
Security upgrades. Mr. Donnarumo and I actually met with about this today. Purchase orders are going out on the security upgrades, so we are within budget on on this plan, and we should start seeing progress on installing cameras shortly.
Interior and exterior door replacement projects. We are currently fully, the interior of Pasadena has got full new doors with new hardware, and we are working on Parkway right now. With that, we've written up the Old Beth Page and JFK work, and we're going to start procuring the same doors and locks. What else is there? Ceiling and lighting projects at both Matlin and POB Middle School. We will be starting that project by the end of the week. We'll probably start at POB Middle first. The areas have been evacuated, and all of the furniture has been removed. Smart boards and projectors are next. We'll document the rooms to make sure everybody gets their proper equipment returned. And right now, JFK is waiting for the summer of 18 to shift all summer programs out of JFK. Thank you.
Susan? Yes. Quick question on the security. With the fire plan, is there also carbon monoxide?
We have carbon monoxide in all schools, including the rental buildings. We have over 160 units strategically placed in areas that are itemized. We will be adding them.
There is not carbon monoxide.
Oh. We don't have carbon monoxide in our buildings.
No.
We have the.
But if we did, we'd know about it.
Correct.
That's why he's a little lightheaded.
We have detectors located throughout all the buildings, and the two new additions, as well as the construction at Parkway, will be receiving new carbon monoxide detectors.
Okay, thank you.
Heating and ventilation projects are moving forward. We're hoping to get a good chunk of this work done before students return. Of course, some of that work is weather dependent because a lot of this work is done on roofs, etc. So our contractors will be pushing hard. Then once it's installed, it also has to be tested. It has to be balanced to make sure the cool air is going to the right places, and so on and so forth. You're up.
Steve, windows?
Mm-hmm. Just an update for everyone on the windows, the POB Middle School project. When we met last and the decision was made to go to all glass as opposed to panels, within 2 days I got the shop drawings from the manufacturer, which is great. It's usually a wait a week or two. They were approved within 2 days, so in the course of a week we got the shops back to them for the revisions. I haven't been able to get in contact today with Arrow, but I will find out tomorrow where they're at as far as the balance of the building is concerned, and we'll report that to the district and to SEC also.
Since the end of the school year, you can see the middle photo here, new front doors at POB Middle School. Those were going in last week, so there is still work occurring at POB Middle.
The next slide is our parking lot resurfacing and sidewalk replacements. We're currently under construction at Pasadena, Stratford, and Matlin schools. The contractor is hitting the road, and he is planning to pour concrete starting tomorrow and Friday, and we should be moving towards paving shortly after that. With that, he'll be going to POB Middle and Parkway. Thank you. The next slide is a photo of the proposed work that we have planned and are executing at Matlin Middle School. We are expanding the areas around Sea House to give us more space for cars to pass by, as well as adding some additional parking in the front of the building for visitors and ADA persons.
Also, and you've seen this slide before, but just a reminder that we're reconfiguring the tennis courts at Stratford just to make them more age appropriate for the school children, while also recognizing the needs for the community regarding tennis and pickleball.
What the heck is pickleball? It was in Newsday.
Yeah, right. Yes, it was.
Pick article.
Do I look like I'm into sports?
So it's a modified form of tennis. Slightly smaller court. The ball isn't as lively. So
paddle.
We'll have
paddle instead of
we'll take a field trip once the courts are in.
We will.
Yes.
The other projects we're moving forward with this summer is the POB middle school track lighting for security, so persons can walk the track at night. The home ec area is getting their second phase of brand new kitchen cabinets and associated appliances. The POB middle school boys locker room is currently under renovation. All of the lockers have been removed. We're replacing ceiling tiles and preparing the walls for the new lockers. And ongoing is the classroom renovations in the former K space for classrooms. We're waiting our floor contractor to finish up that area.
Just a piece with the boys' locker room at POB Middle School. We're not doing the floor this summer. We just could not get that work done. So we'll do the floors in both the girls' and the boys' locker rooms next summer. Just a summary of project costs. These are addressing most of the things we talked about, and this is excluding general maintenance and other things we're doing in the buildings, but we're doing over $13 million worth of work in the 10 weeks of summer. So we're doing a lot.
Yes.
Any questions?
Questions, Seth?
Where are we in terms of the how close we are to our budget? Oh. We know some are a little bit over, some a little bit under, in terms of how targeted, in terms of our A-list items.
So I think we last did an update, was it last month on that? And we're right on budget. We just reopened our masonry bids, which came in very favorable, $200,000 under. As we had said in that presentation, we're kind of expecting the Stratford Road windows to come in over.
Yeah.
But right now we're right on it, but we have to be careful to manage the budget where we can. So
maybe we could have a report at the end of the summer, since
yep,
they'll be doing so we can get
or the beginning
report
of September when school's back.
Yeah.
So in terms of on Stratford Road, obviously there's issues considering its historic nature. Apparently. So have we heard back in terms of getting approval for the projects that need additional, you know, hoops to jump through in order to get the okay? Or
what we're doing for Stratford Road is we're doing exactly what we did for POB Middle, give everything glass that possibly can be glass with the panels in the locations where the ACs are, which is going to keep you straight in character with the way that the building is right now. We're going to file that with Parks again. That usually takes about 2 or 3 weeks to get that review. But once they see that it's similar and like conditions that we're giving back, we're not changing it in any substantial way, they'll give it an approval. We are revising Stratford's drawings right now so we can submit to State Ed, and that is a level one review, so it's not going to take the 28 to 32 weeks that are on the website right now. Hmm. Once we file it, we usually file for a level one review, and I get a review in about a month. Because it's a window replacement project, it's not a dimensional or substantial change or addition. So once we get that, we'll give an update. But
awesome,
we're on
thank
that.
You.
Yep.
You had a question? No, he asked me a question.
Okay, Susan. Thank you. This is great, and it's great to be part of knowing where we are at. But can we also communicate some of these, especially the community projects like the pickleball and the lights and the hot topic of air conditioning in school buildings? Can we put that on the website in prep?
It is.
It is specific.
The presentation is on the website. But
okay. Can we just, I'm thinking more targeted, more pointed, that pickleball courts will be
available.
The track lighting at night, that the,
be quiet.
Is that a possibility that we just target so that the community knows that if they're not having school-age kids, they might not be checking?
Perhaps that's something we'd consider a small article for, like, the early fall
in
news.
The highlight that before. Or Herald or something like that.
Good idea. Other questions? Can I just ask a question about our air conditioning? When...
when do we expect all of our instructional places, rooms, and spaces to be air-conditioned?
Okay. That's a really good question, and I think sometimes when we talk about that, we don't really grasp the complete scope of what that target is, because we have a good amount of air-conditioned space. We're air-conditioning more instructional space this summer, including the classrooms at Old Beth along the courtyard. But there are many projects that we have not yet put pen to paper on. So, for example, with the bond project, we are getting the gym, the phys ed area, air-conditioned at Stratford. We have not yet put either in the capital reserve and seek voter approval or put into a general fund budget for the auditorium. So we're really looking at the larger instructional spans. I think we're almost there in most of the classrooms.
Yeah, Parkway Pasadena is complete.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, Old Beth Page, we're targeting for the end of the summer, should be complete.
All the elementaries will be complete for
right.
September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For September, okay. And then middle schools and high school?
POB Middle has roughly 12 more rooms to do. We are at a shortage of electrical power, so we can't just plug these units in without having additional power brought up into the
right.
building. It goes the same at Stratford and Matlin. Seahouse still needs a lot of air conditioning. And JFK has a substantial amount of rooms without air conditioning.
Okay, so can we get a report as to what still needs to be done and where for September, and
sure.
when we think our targeted dates are?
Yep.
Sure.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
We're going to go back to announcements and presentations. Are there board announcements?
Go ahead.
It was very exciting.
Thank you.
To be at graduation again. My, 37th year, and it was just so well done. I'd like to compliment the high school, the planning. I think it was orderly. It was just beautifully scheduled, and every child, or every young man and woman, was absolutely fantastically excited inside. You could see it. They were nervous, and yet they were happy. And I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. I was thrilled to have been there again. So I want to thank the high school for doing such a good job.
Thank you. Ginger?
It's a public service announcement about Snapchat. I don't know if anybody's been reading about what's going on, but there's now a thing called Snap Map, and it's being put on your phone without you even knowing it, and it can locate a child or person any place in the world. It could show somebody sitting here exactly what they're doing, and it is an instant locator, and any pedophile in this world can find a child. So you have to see if it is and how it's going to
happen. How does it get onto your phone?
If you have Snapchat, it is automatically being put on.
Oh. Okay.
So it's just something for parents to be very, very aware of, because this is just a thing. You should never keep a locator on and always say block when they want to know where you're being located. But for children, I think PTA put a great video on about a woman in Australia showing how her daughter in Australia was able to find a friend in Florida and absolutely see what that kid was doing in Florida at that specific moment. This is scary stuff, and we've got to talk to our kids about it also, and we have to keep educating ourselves because it's faster than we can move. It doesn't matter the age of the kid. If they can find out a child's by him or herself, it's a real serious thing. So just be aware of it if your child or if you have Snapchat.
Thank you.
I just want to add to that. I had read an article somewhere, and I'll actually share it with the rest of the board, about a month ago that said if you have a child who uses any kind of social media, when they sign up for their account, if you're going to allow it, And when it asks for the age, always have them say that they are adult, an adult. Do not let them put in that they are, you know, that they were born in 2005 or 2000 and whenever. Always have them put in that they were born in the 90s so that it looks like they're a 25, 26-year-old. You know, the friends that they're communicating with won't care, but anybody who's looking to target young children will bypass them thinking that they're an adult. So,
thank you. Anybody else? Good. Dr. Lewis, do you have superintendent announcements?
Just the year in review.
Okay, go ahead.
just the year in review. I'll go over here. It's just easier.
It's quite a year in review.
Quite a year. We are going to say goodbye to Great Happens Here, unfortunately.
Well, I'm very sad about that, but that's just me.
I can drive it for you.
But we're going to still expect great to happen here, but even if we're not saying it.
Here.
We'll reveal the new theme for next year. So the class of 2017, as we said, some amazing children, 350 students, 95% of them graduating with the Regents Diploma, 77 Advanced Regents Diploma, and 96 postgraduates going on to college, our SATs and...
Sorry.
You're going too fast. SAT scores are there. We are particularly proud of our special education students graduating with Regents Diplomas, 78%, and we see lots of awards. I just finished the graduation newsletter, and I was so proud to reference all of the wonderful accomplishments of all of our students across the grade. This is another way of presenting our graduates, 4% other, 2% to community college, mostly Nassau, and the rest are going to four-year colleges. Our graduation rates for the Regents exams are there, and you can see that we've pretty much held steady on our Advanced Regents Diploma rates, 77% coming from a 71 in 2011-12. I'd like to see that as a goal, that we break that, the 77%, although I'm talking out of two sides of my mouth, because what's happening is there's, and I think Jody might have heard about it, there is some revolution going on across the state in some of the very high performing districts to move to just a compliance diploma, which is just do the five regents and forget about trying to push for an advanced regents diploma, because it's a, like a protest against the geometry exam, because that has become a gatekeeper. It's serious, and I brought it to the commissioner last week when I was there. It is a very serious, there are Scarsdale, I mean, all of Westchester, Lower Hudson has adopted it, so they will not have kids test for the geometry or A2, and they will still have a geometry test, and they will have an A2 test, but they are not going for an advanced regents diploma. I'm sort of mixed with that.
So what are they, just giving a local
they're going
final?
They're going to create a geometry exam, Lower Hudson geometry exam, and a Lower Hudson A2 exam.
Okay. And just have the kids go for the basic.
Right.
Because there is, you know, the geometry regions has caused some buzz
in
other districts, and now there are, you know, having family members who did not pass it.
Correct.
There is some talk with the kids who are just basically saying, what's the point?
The issue is that if you take the Regents, it's on your transcript. If you don't take the Regents, it's not on your transcript.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So no matter what we do locally, we can decide whether we want to include the grade in our final grade. But if you take the Regents, it has to be on the transcript. So I'd like to keep talking about this. We have the state ed engaged on this because you've got Laura Hudson. And we're talking Scarsdale, Ardsley, Rye. they are the entire Lower Hudson going with.
So they're not even offering, like, if a student wanted to take the Regents,
student wants to take it by law, you have to provide it.
Okay.
But they are basically
But nobody
not.
Has to. Nobody has to. So basically it's, we're going to give you a final unless you ask for the Regents.
That's what they're doing, and we're in conversation with the state about the possibility that Long Island might be going in that direction. Yes.
I actually heard about this a couple weeks ago. But they're also in Rye, they're also asking kids to write more AP papers.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not in any way dumbing down the curriculum. I mean, this is really, let's forget about the, they're really moving more kids to calculus and pre-calculus.
Earlier.
Yeah. So this is not dumbing it down. This is basically saying you screwed up on your geometry exam by setting the cut rates higher than any other exam, and you won't listen to it. And now I just, while I was sitting in exec, got something from State Ed about, well, maybe it's that the field needs to adjust to the new standards. And I responded to them. They don't get it. They really, it's not that they don't get it.
They don't want to get it.
It's Steve Katz who is the person who is there. He is the thickest person I've ever dealt with. And when I say thick, he is thick.
Okay, we might not want to include that in the...
Oh, yeah. Right.
Keep going.
Number of AP papers written. Clearly, we have... Now, you have to remember that the baby papers has to do with the size of the class as well, but we've gotten to a point where we have about 76% of our kids are being graduated having written at least one AP, and that's good. That's good. About $7 million in scholarships given to our 2017 graduates. 575 students participate in our AP program. We can talk about our all-county music, our scholar athletes, our athletic championships. It's great happening here all around, really. These are the mastery rates on the exam, the 2017 exam, and you notice the geometry is pretty low. It's about 30% mastery.
The state is shooting them and cells in the foot. But don't worry, Betsy.
Guess what, guys?
Now,
before you do that, I just want to say the geometry was tough, but we had a 91% pass rate on the geometry. It's the mastery rate that really kids got clobbered on. So we had a 91% pass rate on geometry, one of the highest on Long Island.
But it's still substantially lower than Algebra 2 and Algebra 1, and that was because...
Yeah, because the cut scores were much higher.
But it was 27.
Rationale
for why they did that? Why is the bar set so much higher for geometry than for the other?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what Steve Katz will say to you. Groups of teachers came in, and they decided to make that cut score what it is. Teachers... Math geometry teachers came in. That's what he said. So I'm repeating that.
That question actually was asked of the cut scores prior to this exam with the commissioner and a group of teachers regarding the exams last year. And the response was that a group of teachers gets together and they determine the cut scores. And when asked why is that different than the 3-8 results, they said it's a different group of teachers, and the teachers for the 3-8 exam set one cut score, and the teachers at the secondary level create a different cut score.
But there was so much inconsistency among the three math exams, right? I mean, Algebra 1 and Algebra 2, you needed something like 26% to pass, and geometry was like, 30? So
the cut score, it's out of 86 points.
Across the secondary test.
The cut score for algebra was 27, and the cut score for geometry was 34, and then the cut score for algebra 2 was 27. So, and he is not moving on that. I'm going to say that they may hear other people, and you may need other parent. I think you need parents speaking to the Board of Ed, because the Superintendents Association has articulated it. We have spoken with State Ed. We have done as much. I mean, I spent last week speaking directly to this issue. Mike Nagler was speaking to it. I can tell you all the superintendents who were present and making the case, and his response was groups of teachers did it. And that's what it is.
They're also still sneaking in the negative curves on some of the tests. They're not doing it on math anymore because those are under such close scrutiny.
Right.
But one of the science tests had the negative curve at the top of the scale this year again too. Right? Was it chemistry? Yeah.
So you have you've got to engage everybody.
Susan, I mean, besides just the cut scores, the test itself.
The test was, I took that test.
But if they had, they even came back after the test, throw out two?
They threw out two questions.
The test itself was a bad test.
The test was flawed.
And also when a student is taking it and wasting time
on that.
Well, I don't want to say two questions.
They gave more answers.
So the student might have been struggling. If you lie, if you
throw off the student.
And your timing, if you're going to have X amount of time per question. So it was a bad.
That is true. It was not a good test. And he will admit that. And there are two other questions that I've questioned. But the math teachers will tell you that everything was covered. There was nothing on the test that was not covered, including what I think you're going to say. When I speak to the math teachers, they said they did cover it. I would not have known anything about that particular principle, but they did cover it. So we did exceptionally well compared to the rest of the Nassau County, but I think that geometry is something that, it was difficult. And by the way, I did do the grading policy as our delta of our average grade and our average grade on the regions compared to our average grade in the course. And remember, we said if it was 6 or more points, we would readjust. We're under 6 points. So another highlight. Can you believe that kindergartners was just 1 year ago that we moved our kindergartens in, but we did. And we got extra help in grades 2 through 4. We had an extra help added to the middle school, prescriptive remedial at the high school, and a 9-period day at the high school. We had 50 sophomores attend our college tour. AP Capstone was implemented. A PAYS lab was implemented at the middle school for both schools. 4 of our schools were No Place for Hate, and DECA did an exceptional job in their competitions.
Sorry.
Yeah. Next. Technology highlights. Lots of things going on, but the bottom line is that we completely upgraded the middle schools so that they were able to have the capacity to Old Bethpage. We're fully wireless, all 3 schools, fully wireless, and we hope to have that expanded to the elementaries. We have our active directories were created. There was so much going on. Google training, Google platforms, our email systems migrated to Office 365. We had new firewalls put in. Infinity Campus hardware was upgraded. We have Chromebooks 5 through 8, and we delivered, every elementary teacher left here with Chromebooks and as well as there are some carts delivered to the elementary schools. So we're in a fantastic place. Our music studio transformed general music at the 7th grade level. In fact, their children more engaged in music than ever before, and some really looking forward to it for next year. Really great, and we upgraded our language lab all in 1 year.
Wow.
Outstanding.
Sorry.
Next.
Okay. Working on it.
Sorry. And in the facilities, transportation, and security department. You know, it's not a lot of times that I can come to the board and say we did more with less. But we did. We did, absolutely did that. And I have to say that our new assistant to the superintendent position really allowed us to see a savings in transportation of $780,000. Even though we improved our routes, I mean, we had students being transported throughout the district's K-12 home to school, everybody, but by being more efficient in our routes, we were able to still save $780,000. So that's a big highlight. Of course, you see that we have the new classrooms in Parkway, JJP Parkway. Should have changed that, JJP. New windows at JJP, Pasadena, and POB Middle School. Security upgrades. Visitor screening we will show in August to the public because I think it's important that they understand what the new system will be when they enter buildings next year. And, of course, our budget includes security guards, and we've already started hiring them for next year. Okay. Of course, a AAA bond rating, big highlight, a successful passage of a budget, 75%, capital reserve, 76%, smart bonds submitted, and I heard, I spoke to the person who was in charge of the submissions, and they believe within, by the end of this month, that all the smart bonds will be released. Multi-plan district reserve presented, 11.5 million in capital projects completed in negotiations. Of course, this is another real point of pride that we have all our contracts negotiated and completed. We continue to work on communication. We have a communication committee that we've just launched. We have the first what we're first working on, our first task is to redo the website. We have Twitter, Facebook, and we had Let's Talk. We are not going to do Let's Talk next year. We feel that we've had it for a year, and for the amount of money that we paid for that product, I really didn't see, we didn't, as a group, think that we got our bang for the buck. So we are going to go back to that little button that says, ask the superintendent, because I got just as many communication from that as I did from $13,000 in Let's Talk. It wasn't what I had anticipated. The superintendent's highlight, I have to tell you, it's a discipline that I've now been forced to do, and all the buildings, but it is something that people I know look forward to, and every candidate who comes to interview has looked at our highlights and can state a couple of things from the highlight. Digital citizenship that Laura Lynn runs, that's fabulous, and we are partnering with the Drug and Alcohol Task Force for Nassau County, so look for October 26th, there will be an event that is Nassau County-wide. Board of Education met this year with all stakeholders, but most important, our senior citizens. They had a nice meeting with them, with a dinner, and I think these are people who support our schools, and I hope you continue to do that. And our leadership summit, that's another thing that we really do well, and we get a lot out of. Our projected enrollment is for 17-18 is we're slightly down K-12, but the movement is going to the high school. We have our largest graduating class, 450, this year, and then once they go, our enrollment would really, really drop because we don't have those numbers coming up in the lower grades. But we do have to watch certain schools where the enrollments are larger than others. The POB Middle School side of town, larger enrollments than the Matlin side of town. And here's our new theme, Footprints of Excellence. And I said in my calendar newsletter that I was inspired by the graduating class of 2017, who are really leaving some amazing footprints of excellence. So I know Great Happens Here was a fabulous theme, but it was, we thought about holding on to it, but we feel that we don't want to get stale. We always want to look for something that is reflective of our year, and we believe that this graduating class certainly left us with those footprints, and we want to keep that going.
Thank you, and thank you for everybody who worked so hard to make that year in review happen.
Yay.
Okay, that's right. We're now going to go on to public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process, or those of others, could in some way be violated. We thank you in advance for being respectful of all speakers and staff members. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. The floor is now open.
Doc Wolfner, 151 Sutton Drive, Plainview. Dr. Lewis, apparently you did an awful lot of work with Albany and with these test scores and all that. I'm impressed.
We all did. Albany is not
They're not easy.
But
yeah. Never have been.
But and the staff did an amazing job.
Glad to hear it. And I want to wish the board and the administration a very pleasant summer, and I look forward to the new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacques. The same to you.
Thank you. Hi, Jessica Corbett, 222 Floral Avenue, Plainview. Thank you, Dr. Lewis, for talking about the geometry fiasco that happened this year. We also should probably be looking at the ELA Regents, and their scoring chart really needs some analyzing, because that was another disaster. I also wanted to know if we had any local diplomas given.
Think so.
Maybe Dr. Lewis could get back to you at the next meeting.
And I also wanted to know, I guess this would be you, Jill, if we would be getting a curriculum numbers on the self-contained or special classes in the high school, their regents passing rates and such. Are we able to get that type of information?
We don't usually break that out in this data, but if the board request that information, we certainly can provide it to the board.
Yes. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Paula Barsky, 30 Cornell Drive, Plainview. Just wanted to congratulate Debbie Bernstein for being president again.
Thank you.
And Ginger for vice president. I look forward to working with you again this coming year. And I'm sure, even though I haven't spoken to the presidents, we're all looking forward to working with you in this coming year as well. Footprints for Excellence, great slogan. Oh, excellent, sorry. sorry, I have to get it in my head. And also, just to let you all know, we're going to be doing a heart walk in September. Works with the footprints. Nice. And I'll be sending out the information shortly so we can all be a team POB. Okay? Have a great summer, and see you in August, I guess.
Thank you, Paula.
September 17th.
Okay, seeing...
We are walking on at Jones Beach with the American Heart Association. We have a team POB, and the PTA is heading that, and we'll give you more information, but we want to walk as one team, so that sort of like that's going to be our fall. Just as we will, we'll talk about that. But the fall we'll do the heart walk, and in the spring we would do relay.
Great, thank you. Okay, now we're going to go on to routine business. Can I get a motion for routine business? Seth, second. Rennell, any hold separations discussion? All those in favor? Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to welcome Joanne Gentile, a former student and current POB middle school teacher, who will now be the assistant principal at JJP. We welcome you. And look for great things from you. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go on to new business. Can I get a motion on the recommendation to adopt the attached resolution to establish the tax levy for the Plainview-Wilbeth-Page Central School District and the Plainview-Wilbeth-Page Public Library for the 2017-2018 fiscal year? Rennell, second. Lauren, do you want to, tell us what it is?
Mr. Cunningham will tell us, but I think it's important for the record to note that it is exactly what the public voted on.
Perfect.
Yes, I couldn't say much more than that, other than it's the exact tax levy that was publicized in both the school district documents when we were presenting it to the public, in the library as well. So, and well below our tax levy limit.
Terrific. Thank you, and thank you for doing such a great job with the budget. All those in favor?
I know every year we talk about this, but when we do this, we have a Plainview,
an old
Bethpage, and then a combined Plainview-Old Bethpage, all identical to each other. Is it just a matter of just an archaic system that we just can't do one anymore? Or is it? Yes. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. All those
thank
in
you.
Favor
for the record.
Of establishing the tax levy. Thank you. Can I get a motion on the attached resolution to appropriate the sum of $600,000 from the district's repair reserve fund for the purpose of repairing skylight wells located in HBE Matlin Middle School?
Oh,
Ginger?
Do
of course. Second? Lauren? Any discussion? All those in favor? Okay, and then can I get a motion to approve two additional world language curriculum writing proposals? Rennell, second. Ginger, all those in favor? May I have a motion to enter into executive session? Is everybody like getting ready to run? For matters of personnel, Lauren, second. Seth, all those in favor? Thank you for coming out tonight and enjoy your summer.
See you in August.
Yeah. And see you in August. All right, still good.